A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 51 through chapter 8, verse 1. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised and hard in ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you now have betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered by angels, and did not keep it. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of this execution. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. So they said to him, Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus then said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. The Gospel of the Lord. As we listen to the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear some very strong words coming from Stephen. In fact, one might think what he is saying is something else. He's speaking at first because the words are so strong. We think that they're coming from someone else. Stephen is on trial for believing in this Jesus, but he doesn't care. He still tells it like it is, and because of this, it not only angers his accusers to the point of violence, it angers them to the point of murder. They don't just wish him harm, they want him dead. Stephen knows this, but it doesn't keep him quiet, because he's willing to give up his life for what he believes in, and that is the promise of a new life with Jesus himself. In the Gospel, Jesus is also being challenged. He too challenges the people to look at their lives in a different manner because they are asking for a sign that will help them believe in him. Of course, it's not so much that they will believe in Jesus as it is a challenge to show them something. Jesus, though, will not be duped, and he tells them that it will not be given them. His heavenly Father is the one who provides for all their needs, and that should be enough. What does all this mean for us today, though? I think that we, too, are challenged, just like the people of Jesus' day and the people of Stephen's day. There are times when we, too, become too complacent, and we think that we are better than others, just like the people that Stephen is challenging. We, too, can think that we are always following the letter of the law in practice, but we have no charity in our hearts. We too can go to church every Sunday and go to communion, but as we leave, talk about someone or say something that is not becoming of a follower of Christ. These are the times when we have to constantly check ourselves and see if we are truly living up to what we profess. These are the times when we forget from whence comes our daily bread and our help. This is the challenge for us today. We can get too comfortable when there is still so much injustice around us and there is something that we can do about it. The big fad today is for everybody to be green. We are aware of Mother Earth and all that she needs to survive. And in her survival is our survival. We also need to get back to our own roots of being Christian. We can do what it is that needs to be done as Christians, or we can sit on the side like one Saul and do absolutely nothing and give our silent consent to all that is happening in the world. These readings challenge us today in the here and now. Let us not pass up this opportunity.